This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Why do startups fail? Is it the product? Is it the people? Is it the lack of funds? Maybe it's the lack of attention, marketing, or promotion. Is it the lack of research? Well, according to Silicon Valley-based venture capital fund GrowthX, the number one reason why startups fail is due to the market and not the product itself. And in order to guarantee a decent run, a startup needs to find the right product market fit. But there's a whole lot that goes into doing just that. An entrepreneurship instinct is not something that can be thought. Or can it? This is Enterprise. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today are two gentlemen whom, through their venture capital fund, aim to help startups and SMEs in Malaysia find their product market fit. Sean Shepherd and Ganesh Banga are here to talk about GrowthX Malaysia and how you could be the next startup to succeed in the innovation economy. Oh, and by the way, if you really want to delve into why startups fail, go check out Arvind's 5 for Fortune podcast on what actually kills startups, which you can find on the BFM app, our website, bfm.my, and now on Spotify. Okay, back to the show.
My name is Sean Shepherd. I'm a founding partner at GrowthX. We are a Silicon Valley-based venture capital fund that helps countries and companies commercialize innovations through capital, talent, and know-how.
My name is Ganesh. I'm the founder and executive chairman of Commerce.Asia. Commerce.Asia is an ecosystem builder. We invest into omnichannel commerce enablers and combine the technologies of enablers to provide a one-stop solution to merchants. And we also run GrowthX in Malaysia.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time to speak with us, and welcome to the show. GrowthX, it's been called an eye-opener for startups. How would you describe what GrowthX is and what it does for entrepreneurs?
Well, I think our focus at GrowthX is to reduce the failure rate of startups and innovations for countries, companies, entrepreneurs, and those that want to invest in them and work with and for them.
It's also been called the new wave of marketing. Why is that? Is it a marketing solution, GrowthX?
GrowthX provides a framework to help companies find product market fit, as we call it, in Silicon Valley. The number one reason startups and new products fail in the marketplace has to do with the market, not the product itself. And so as entrepreneurs turned investors, we set out to solve our own problem, which was companies were failing for the wrong reasons. They weren't failing because they couldn't build the product or technology. It's they couldn't find a market need.
A pain point.
Yes. They focused too much on the product and not enough on the problem and who they're solving that problem for.
Okay. So how did you guys get involved in putting together this program? Was there a pain point in the market that you hoped to solve?
Again, there were several, but it was not strategic. I'm not going to take credit for this big grand vision. All we did as investors was try and solve our own problem first, which was we were frustrated by our entrepreneurs and founders by failing for, again, reasons that we know are quite solvable, that are marketing and selling related problems and challenges, not product and technology challenges. So we started a venture capital fund in Silicon Valley that was focused on developing markets and making money, whereas most of the funds and the incubators and accelerators are focused on developing products and raising money. And as a result, we built a framework, a methodology, and an approach to help companies find out who their customers are right now, where they are, how to talk to them in a way that learns, which leads to revenue, and then ultimately use that to build a more whole and complete service or solution for their customer base, which keeps them alive, as opposed to just thinking about the grand vision of where your product or your market's going to be in 5 years. Who's your customer today that's going to pay you, where you can actually show value and then tell a story that builds momentum so that you can continue to grow and build a product that creates value for your market?
Ganesh, when were you introduced to GrowthX?
Sure, I actually went to the Valley early last year. I was mentoring for the Google Launchpad, which is Google's accelerator there. Then a friend of mine introduced me to GrowthX. What I like about GrowthX is it's both an they've got three pillars or three core components. The first is basically their venture capital actually invests into startups. The second is they have an accelerator which actually helps these startups go to market. And the third is the academy, which actually trains talent that can be hired by the startups.
Ah, okay.
Right.
And Sean was talking to us about the whole product market fit.
Yes.
Is that a problem that we're having here in Malaysia too?
Of course, our entrepreneurs are too focused on the product and not focused on the market. And if you look at a technology product, actually developing the product today is easy, right? Because everybody has a product. If you don't have a product, there's so many tools that help you create a product, so much so that creating the product has become a commodity. So the differentiation today, the key to success is no longer the product, but rather how you go to market, right? And if you can basically teach how you go to market or if a methodology that can turn that into a science, then you can turn entrepreneurship from instinct to science.
Wow, turning entrepreneurship from instinct to science. Sean, maybe let's just go back to when you started with GrowthX. What was your background and how did you decide to move into helping create the science behind entrepreneurship?
Myself and my partners were all serial entrepreneurs who had built and sold many companies over the years. I have built and sold three in different products, markets, and verticals personally. I also had one very expensive learning experience in the middle of all of that.
Share.
Well, one of the biggest dangers is having success early. Because you don't really learn from your wins. You learn from your losses. And so the hubris of that caused me to make a lot of very, let's say, stupid decisions about how to take my capital and my wealth and invest it. And as Ganesh and I have talked about many times, you don't really become frustrated with entrepreneurs and startups until you give them money and then they're not interested in your help or your advice because you've been through the wars. You've done a lot of the things they're doing. You see exactly where the potholes in the road are and you know where the mistakes can be avoided quite easily. My other partners, one of them founded Match.com. Mm. The other one invented the truck bed liner and created Rhino Linings. And the other was a top lawyer at Google. And we all were investing in companies and got really frustrated because we kept getting letters and emails that said, we're shutting down the company because we ran out of money or we couldn't raise more money. And we said, that's not why you're shutting down. We know the truth. You're shutting down because you misallocated the money we gave you on things that weren't related to getting customers and figuring out who your customers were. And it doesn't mean they're bad entrepreneurs. It just means that what makes them great at developing products typically shows them as to be weaker in the area of developing markets. Mm. And as a sales and marketing founder who's never been a technologist, I've always been a problem solver. We set out to solve that problem, and it worked very well. And our portfolio of companies has outperformed most seed stage VCs in Silicon Valley as a result.
In the initial days, was it a struggle to get companies interested in getting into GrowthX?
Yes, because in Silicon Valley, there's a mindset that that deifies the developer and vilifies the seller or the marketer, right? But the world has changed. We live in this age of what we call applied technology, as Ganesh laid out. It's our contention now is it's never been easier to build a product and take it to market. Yeah. As a result, it's also never been more challenging to actually get people to buy it and build a sustainable business. So we set out to work with entrepreneurs that recognized that they didn't know what they didn't know about the market side of their business, and they cared more about our help than our money. And that's been our thesis, and it's worked very well. And then, as Ganesh said, the next challenge we had to face was how do we find talented people to help them to grow? Mm. They don't exist in the market. You have to have this experience, and typically it's accidental. Universities don't teach it. Venture capitalists don't have a business model set up to actively help and instruct. And so we launched the Academy as a way to train talented, smart people who want to work in technology and startups, but don't want to code.
Right.
So they can work in areas of sales, marketing, and design thinking to help find a market for the products that that they're helping to take to market.
So Ganesh, there isn't such a curriculum today here in Malaysia?
No, I think the biggest value add of what GrowTex is doing is it's both an accelerator and an academy. Mm. Right? So the accelerator basically teaches companies, whether startups or even corporates, how to take their product, their digital product, to market. Mm. Right? So that's a methodology or framework where you can actually just follow and successfully know your customer. Mm. So we go through a process called market discovery, finding out who your customer is, market messaging, how do you message to them, market outreach, which channels you use to outreach to them, and finally, of course, our market results to see whether you get the results. And then we teach basically all of that in our academy as well. So we have a business growth pillar that basically teaches you how to do all of this, which is a strategy of how to grow your business. Then tactically, we actually teach growth marketing, which is how do you market it online. It's not just digital marketing, but it's growth marketing, because it's not just about SEO, SEM. Mm. It's about your product. And we also teach UX, user experience. So business growth basically teaches you the strategy, and UX and growth marketing are the tactical ways for you to execute. And the talent that we train there can work for corporates, can work for the startups that we invest in. Mm. And the companies that we actually accelerate can actually hire the talent. So, and it's all in a 5,000 square feet facility now in the heart of KL. And if you come to our facility, it's like walking into the valley. We've got pictures of the Bay Bridge.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah. So we want, the key thing that GrowTex also focus on is change of mindset. Mm. We actually have a session that helps people change their mindset from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. Mm. Now, what's the difference? Fixed mindset are what most old corporates or historical corporates are used to. Now, what the fixed mindset basically is you know it all. Right? Most corporates, if you try to teach them anything, most guys say, I know it already. Yeah. Right? But when you go to a growth mindset, then you're moving from a know-it-all to learn-it-all. You need to constantly learn about your customer, constantly learn the new trends. So we actually teach, or rather inculcate, the habit of moving from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset in our facility as well. So that's actually catered for the staff of corporate. So we have a one-day program that helps basically teach that mindset. Right? So we're actually doing a lot of talent development to help reduce the failure rate, as Sean said, of startups.
Every startup and every corporation is just a collection of humans. Mm. And if you develop the human, you'll develop the startup, or you'll develop the corporation. And again, accidentally, we learn that this same methodology and approach, mindset, and education and curriculum works just as well for corporations, C-suite executives, managers, leaders who are trying to innovate and take new products to market. Because the failure rate of innovations in corporations, interestingly enough, is higher than the failure rate of funded startups in the Valley.
We're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but when we come back, we discuss GrowTex Malaysia and how you can get your hands on some cash to grow your business and the know-how too via GrowTex Academy Malaysia. Enterprise will be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
We're back. You are listening to Enterprise. My name is Audrey Raj. And with me in the studio today, Sean Shepard from GrowTex, the venture capital fund in the Silicon Valley that helps companies and countries commercialize innovations. And we also have Ganesh Banga, whom you may know from PCOM and Commerce.Asia, but he's now also the force behind GrowTex Malaysia, which hopes to help Malaysia succeed in the innovation economy. Now, before the break, we were talking about the three core components to the GrowTex experience in helping startups and entrepreneurs in the Silicon Valley. There's the VC pillar, the market accelerator, and the GrowTex Academy, which trains talents that can be hired by the startups. Sean, maybe you can share some of the success stories of startups working with GrowTex and also some of your largest scale projects working with corporations and countries.
Sure. Again, we started by trying to reduce the failure rate of startups in our own portfolio. We did that quite well. We're on our second fund over the last 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Between all of the partners, we have over 200 investments. We've had several successful exits. Over 35% of our portfolio is female founders. We're very proud of that as well. The Academy is now training and deploying an army of what we call market developers across the globe to help startups grow. We're very proud of that as well. We've launched in multiple markets in the United States with the business model. Then Ganesh, as a visionary and a successful entrepreneur himself, approached us and said, I'd like to do this for my country. And that's how we started doing it for countries. This is our first international partnership, and we're really excited about it. And as a people-first organization, as I mentioned, we know that it's the people that win, right? Mm-hmm. I always like to say it's not the software, but the hardware that determines the success of a startup. Mm-hmm. And you have one of the best people in Ganesh and his team that he's put together to bring this here. So it became an ecosystem. So now what it does is you have a fully aligned community of investors who want to invest in entrepreneurs. You have an accelerator that helps de-risk the investment for the investors and helps the entrepreneur grow, create jobs. You have an academy to reskill and upskill the workforce to work in this new digital economy. Mm-hmm. And you have a business model to support corporations who want to participate in this and not be the next yellow cab in the age of Uber. Mm-hmm. In addition, it supports the government and public sector initiatives for job growth, economic development, and transforming your economy from traditional natural resource-based economies to modern technology and digital economies. So we're really, really excited about the opportunity to work with Malaysia on this and Ganesh.
Ganesh, in a recent interview, you called GrowthX the perfect partner to help Malaysia succeed in the innovation economy. Perfect is a strong word. Why do you believe so strongly in this program?
Well, if you can turn entrepreneurship from an instinct to a science, then that can solve a lot of issues, right? The biggest challenge in developing a startup ecosystem is the failure rate of startups, right? But we just take it for granted. We just take it for granted that if you're investing in startup, there's a high failure rate.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be, right? With the right talent, with the right methodology to grow these startups, the failure rates can go down. So I've invested in startups for the last 15 years, actually longer now, 18 years. Mm. And my failure rate was lowered, my success rate was about 70 to 80%. Right? Why is that? Because a lot of the things that GrowthX teaches, we actually, as an entrepreneur, actually implemented or rather utilize without even realizing it. All GrowthX is doing is turning that into a methodology which we can deliver to other entrepreneurs as well and also their talent.
Okay. What do you think GrowthX can offer Malaysian businesses, entrepreneurs and SMEs? Because I know that already with Commerce.Asia, you're helping startups and small businesses try to go online. So how does working with GrowthX bring what you're doing like full circle?
Sure. I think the first thing is, so how we help is the companies that we've invested in. For example, the Penang company, Site Giant. Mm. So that company helps SMEs actually put their products online, sync it to Lazada, 11th Street, Lelong, and create your own web store.
Right.
But after they do that, they actually need to find out how to message or how to sell those products to their customers.
So the market messaging, the market outreach.
Yes, the market outreach, right, the market messaging. And then finally see whether people are buying. If they're not buying, why they're not buying? And then you go through that same process. So why we did that was the technologies we've invested in, and there are a lot of technologies in Malaysia actually help SMEs go online. But then the SMEs themselves actually need the knowledge of how to market their products online. So GrowthX comes in to actually help market the products online. So that actually creates a complete ecosystem for the SMEs in Malaysia.
So Ganesh, is this program solely under Commerce.Asia, or are you working with in partnership with other companies here in Malaysia?
Sure. So we work with MDEC. MDEC is supporting our program. We're actually working on bringing this program to MDEC companies. So for example, today we actually are organizing a program to teach mindset to GAIN companies, right? Gopi's GAIN companies are being taught at least the fundamentals of the growth mindset. So we work with MDEC. We've also entered into a partnership with APU. and the university. So what we're doing is we're actually bringing go-to-market skills and incorporating it into the APU syllabus. Mm. So every student in APU will understand what growth mindset is. And then if they like, they can then enter into the finishing school, which will be in the university as well, to learn growth skills, right? The three programs that I talked about earlier. And then the next step is we go even one step further, that we actually can help commercialize some of the student projects in APU and take them to market. And we also invest in the student projects as well. So we hope to find the next Mark Zuckerberg in APU.
You like the part of the curriculum that focuses on going to market. It's something that's lacking here.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, I think we don't have enough of a focus on go to market. When companies or SMEs think about going digital, they don't think about hiring a marketing person. They think about hiring a developer, right? Any SME, you say, I need to sell my product online, I hire a programmer to develop the website.
But they just assume their product is going to sell. And that's a dangerous false expectation or assumption to make.
Now, if you go to the Silicon Valley, you realize that the whole process of taking that product to market is actually developed into the whole development, or it's actually incorporated into the development of the product itself. So when I bought Friendster, for example, Friendster had a role, had a VP called product marketing. That role doesn't exist here, right? Companies in the Valley today, they don't have a head of marketing. They have a head of growth.
And also a lot of people just tend to focus on advertising when it comes to marketing.
Yes. So the difference between a growth marketer and a digital marketer or traditional marketer is, a traditional marketer, the moment you hire him, he asks you, what's my budget?
Correct.
Right? Because his KPI is spending money. A growth marketer will focus on growing a business with or without spending money.
What is this training process like with the accelerator and, of course, with the academy? How long will this process take, essentially?
Well, it's a big question, right? The idea is that it's a framework that gets applied to a product and a market and to a team that's in support of that. Mm-hmm. And depending on your product, depending on your market, depending on your resources, and depending on your team, it can take anywhere from 3 months to several years to find product market fit. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've taken the content and we've broken it up into digestible chunks that can be delivered to a community, an entrepreneur, someone who wants to work with them, a corporation, in the way that's best suited for them. Mm-hmm. But because it's a framework that's sequential, it's easy to measure and manage each stage in the market development framework, mm-hmm. and then deliver it in a way that makes the most sense for that. The core of everything we do is around the accelerator content. MXP, we call it, Market Acceleration Program. Mm-hmm. Everybody, regardless of where they come in and out of the academy or the accelerator or the corporate innovation practice, learn that. Now have that as a tool to actually go execute on market development, to find those customers, to speak to them, to learn from them, and then ultimately profit off of that.
Yeah, so in Malaysia, what we have done is, just to add to that, for the academy in the Silicon Valley, it was like a finishing school. Mm. So if you come from anywhere in the world, you go to the Valley, you want to get a job as a user experience or product manager or growth marketeer, you can go for a three-month program. And then when you come out, you'll get a job in one of GrowthX companies or any other company in the Valley. Mm. What we're doing here, what we're starting off here with, is we know that in Malaysia, to get somebody to come in for 3 months is not easy. So yeah, we're not starting off with the finishing school yet. Or first, I would say, what we're doing is we actually broke up the three-month program into two-day chunks, right? So for example, the business growth pillar, the first two-day chunk will teach you market discovery. The next two-day chunk teaches you market messaging and outreach. Mm. And the final two-day chunk basically teaches you the getting market results. And then we have a fundamental course just to get people to understand the mindset, what everything is, which is a one-day program. Mm. So you come in with a one-day program and then you can decide whether you want to go through the business growth pillar. That's again 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. Or if you want to become a growth marketer, Then similarly, we've broken down the growth marketing programs as well to 2-day chunks, right? And then when we implement the MXV for companies, it could practically take, again, as Sean said, it doesn't guarantee you will finish it within that time. But on average, it will take about 3 to 6 months.
Okay. But the market always decides who wins, right? Not the entrepreneur, not the product. And that's part of the mindset shift that we have to make. And what's missing, what makes Silicon Valley work where it doesn't work other places, is that mindset and the capital and the talent there and then the know-how. And we've brought all of that together in a way that creates a business model that supports itself so that you don't have to get the government to solve all of your problems. You can get the private sector to do it because it creates value for everyone.
Sean, what kind of expectations are you looking at through this partnership with GrowthX Malaysia?
Well, as someone who eats his own dog food, I would say we don't know what we don't know yet about what metrics are going to be most important. We think we have hypothesis around what those are. We want to reduce the failure rate. We want to have more successful entrepreneurs. We want to see it impact job growth. We want to reskill and upskill the workforce in the innovation economy for these digital roles that matter. And we want to genuinely educate the marketplace on the best way to take a new product to market.
All right. And how can our listeners get in touch with GrowthX Malaysia if they're interested?
Sure. You can come to our website, growthx.asia, or come over to our office, which is in Dojo KL. So it's actually in the heart of KL behind Shangri-La in Menara Ample West on the second floor.
You heard the man. If you're keen on growing your business with the only Silicon Valley program in Malaysia, go visit their website, growthx.asia. I've been speaking with Sean Shepherd and Ganesh Banga about the newly launched GrowthX Malaysia. And if you miss any part of this show, head on over to our website, bfm.my, to look for the podcast, or just download the BFM app and listen to your favorite BFM shows anywhere, anytime. We're also on Spotify, yeah? So go look for BFM there. My name is Audrey Raj. This is Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.